We're talking today with Noreen McKee, who's with the Justice Center of Rensselaer County. And on Sunday, April 14th at 1 p.m. over at the UAlbany School of Public Health in Rensselaer, they are presenting the Robert Daugherty Memorial Lecture on Environmental Justice. So welcome, Noreen. And maybe just give us a brief introduction to, you know, what the Justice Center is and what will be happening at this lecture on Sunday.
Sure, and be happy to, and thank you for having us. The Justice Center the Justice Center of Rensselaer County was started in 2020, and our primary goal is to create and achieve equality by addressing persistent and structural prejudice in all of our systems: political, economic, educational, and social. We were started by a fellow by the name of Robert J. Daugherty. He dedicated his life to providing our communities with an awareness of social justice issues and fighting prejudice and racism throughout his life. He was really an outstanding humanitarian. And he was also a public servant. He was a former Troy city councilman. And so the intent of the lecture series is to call attention to these vital social issues and offer solutions. We bring in speakers to cover these subjects, such as racial discrimination, police reform, mass incarceration, and environmental justice. Last year was our first year, and we sponsored the distinguished professor and author, Dr. Peniel Joseph, out of the University of Texas. His latest book that came out last year was called The Third Reconstruction, America's Struggle for Racial Justice in the 21st Century. And we've done a few lectures in the past. Our first was with Doug Blackman, who wrote the Pulitzer Prize winning book, Slavery by Another Name. And after that, we sponsored Dr. Alice Green from the Law and Justice Center in Albany.
This year you seem very focused on environmental justice and sort of a two-part. The first part is actually my wife, Judith Hank, from Beyond Plastics. You know, why are you asking her to present?
Well, we wanted to address environmental justice, and we thought it would be a good way to talk about the whole global issue of the environment. And we have right here the expert, Judith Hank. She has done an enormous amount of work to end plastic pollution. And so we wanted to bring her on board to really talk about the global issue. And then, of course, we really need to hone in on our local issues, because we have very serious environmental issues here in Rensselaer County, affecting Rensselaer County and the whole capital region. So that's kind of where we were coming from to sponsor this year's subject matter of addressing environmental justice.
Now, I'm sure Judith will be talking about the effort to reduce packaging, but the second part of the plastic packaging in particular, but the second part is Dr. David Carpenter, from, I guess, the School of Public Health, interviewing some of the lead-in environmental groups in the Capital District. You got Bob Welton for the Rensselaer Environmental Coalition, does the Dunn Landfill. You got Joe Ritchie from Lysol Norlite, fighting the Norlite Hazardous Waste Incinerator. Barbara Heidenson from the Clean Air Coalition of Greater Ravina Queemans, working on a number of issues, particularly the Ravina Cement Plant. And then Greg Campbell Cohen, who's with this group called Timber, but talking about the lead pipe replacement. So what will be some of the highlights from their presentation?
Well, they are going to give us an update on all their issues. And I believe that probably the most significant one will be Lights Out, coming from Joe Ritchie of Lights Out Norlite. The plant has suspended operations, and we're not sure, at least the last time I spoke to Joe, he wasn't sure if this was the beginning of a shutdown or not. So I think we're going to have some more information on that as we address that on Sunday afternoon. The lead pipe replacement issue is a serious issue here in Troy. We found lead in our drinking water, and there's been a movement by the city administration to replace all the lead pipes in Troy. And so we're hoping to hear that they haven't been making significant progress in that area. And certainly Bob Welton from the Rensselaer Environmental Coalition, he will give us an update on the permit renewal for Dunn Landfill, and hopefully we'll have get to the point where they will not DEC will not renew the permit. And Clean Air Coalition, we want an update. I think Barbara Heinensen will be giving us a clear picture of what is developing in that area, in the Ravenna Coeymans area. So we're very excited. Dr. Carpenter is going to moderate in the second half of the event a discussion amongst these four environmental leaders, and he will be asking them questions, pertinent questions about the work that they do, why they do it, and the results that they hope to achieve. So we're very excited about this. We've been planning it for several months now, and Sunday is only a couple days away. So, and
No.
we're to get a fair, a good turnout. So we'll see.
Now, one of the, I guess, newer groups on this list is timber, and they'll be talking about the lead pipe replacement. Can you give us a little background on what timber is?
Timber is not, Greg is the, he has really led the fight on replacing the lead pipes. He was the one that really brought it to the attention of the community. Timber is his organization. It's not, as far as I know, an environmental organization. He pretty much works on his own, and this has been the one area of concern that he has directed his efforts at so far.
So what else will the Justice Center for Rensselaer County be working on, both to follow up on this particular meeting, but in the coming year?
Well, we are always trying to address issues that come before us with regard to the areas that I talked about, addressing persistent and structural prejudice in our systems here. One of the primary areas that we've been involved with over the past couple of years has been police reform, making sure that our police have adopted body-worn cameras and dashboard cameras, and coming up with a policy. I believe the city is still in negotiation to come up with a policy on governance of body-worn cameras, and we've been very involved with that. We're also planning to our next year's lecture series, and we're just at the beginning of that. That is pretty much the highlight of our year, is bringing in speakers to talk about these important issues and bring awareness to the community, and not only awareness, but how we can, as members of the community, address these issues to try to solve these persistent problems that
So
affect the quality of our lives.
the Robert Daugherty Memorial Lecture on Environmental Justice this Sunday, April 14th at 1 p.m. It will be at the UAlbany School of Public Health, which is at One University Place over Rensselaer, New York. And talking, well, this is Mark Dunley with the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, and we've been talking with Noreen McKee with the Justice Center of Rensselaer County.